Clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands podcast, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks and Kyle Newbeck. Here they come.
A big part of all this is who's going to be coaching the team. There's been a lot of different reports since we last talked. I believe Nick Nurse, it was reported they will interview him. Correct me if I'm wrong, or they either have or will. There was a report yesterday that Frank Vogel was on a flight to Philly. So maybe Frank Vogel is in it.
Just going to the Jersey Shore, back to his old stomping grounds.
Yeah, maybe that was it. Yeah. Curious what you think of all the coaching search reporting. There was also the James wanted Doc fired thing, if we wanted to get into that a little. And Joel being potentially mad about it. Just what are all your coaching search thoughts?
So again, they're very focused on, outside of Sam Cassell, they're very focused on like the championship or near championship type coaches, guys who have coached and won at the highest levels, which makes guys sense, like right? Like, yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like, I understand both sides of it. I do think that they maybe could use a younger, more inventive type coach. It's part of why I default to Nick Nurse of the names that are there, because we've at least seen from him in big moments. Like, yeah, he'll just try anything. Like, he'll throw some stuff at the wall, really defensively more than offensively, which are all my concerns with him, or how does he set up an offense and what does he do with these guys? Like, you give them two high-level offensive players, maybe a third if Maxey takes another leap.
Right.
And if they're just running, like, basic offense, then what was the point of it all? Because I don't think they're going to win through defense alone. But yeah, man, like, it's funny. I saw somebody with a Miami Heat license plate in the city the other day that I was like, well, I'm not going to say the name of the license plate, but it was like, it indicated they were on one of the Heat title teams.
And I was really?
Like, and so I'm going through the roster. I was like, who could that be that might be a coaching candidate? So, like, that's the kind of mindset you're in right now. It's like you're always
need right there.
You're just keeping an eye on, yeah, I'm not going to dime out anybody. So it could just be a random person that just so happened to have
The Heat. Yeah.
A Miami Heat themed license plate on their luxury car driving through Center City, Philadelphia. So that's the like antenna up at all times mindset right now. It seems to me that if Milwaukee ends up wanting Nick Nurse above everybody else, that their process is going to conclude sooner, and that might box the Sixers out. Now, Milwaukee's pool of candidates that they're interviewing seems to be wider and more varied. It's not the, like, they're coming off of firing Mike Budenholzer, and so they've given consideration to, you know, maybe younger assistants and more unique names in the coaching search process. So maybe they don't end up hiring him, and that puts the Sixers, I would say, in a pretty good spot if they want Nurse to be their guy. And I do think he should be, if he's not at the top of the list, he should be near it for sure. But that, I think, is probably the most important domino to fall, because, like, quite frankly, if we're just looking at the two jobs as they stand right now, the Bucks job is probably more attractive than the Sixers job, just because Giannis has done it before. I know they just had a more spectacular failure than the Sixers did, but they at least have a run under their belts to create belief from a coach that, like, yeah, if I'm just better than Budenholzer, we could win a title like next year.
Yeah.
Do you have that same belief with Joel and James, who James has a extensive history of playoff failure, and Joel certainly at this point does not have a good track record in the playoffs under a couple of different coaches? I don't know, man. I sort of think that Bucks job will get priority over the Sixers one.
Well, not to mention the Suns job. You have Kevin Durant there and Devin Booker, and arguably a more kind of wide open Western Conference. And if the Celtics do get swept, or maybe even at this point, it's going to happen anyway, Joe Mazzulla could be fired. And then you have that Celtics job, and who knows what happens with Jaylen Brown, but you could make an argument that's a better job too. I thought it was interesting. Daryl Morey said at his press conference that the search could take a while, or paraphrasing, I think he said he didn't expect a quick resolution, maybe was how he phrased it. That's interesting because a lot of the names they've been tied to are available unless they're waiting for somebody that's on the Heat, Celtic staff, or, you know, I guess now only the Nuggets. Then what would be the holdup in that regard? I know you want to take your time and meet all these guys, but at the same time, there is competition out there. The Bucks job, the Suns job, potentially the Celtics job by this time tomorrow, if you're listening, or if you're listening to this on Wednesday. So I get that they want to take their time, but when you don't have the most attractive job out there, there could be a benefit for them of just trying to jump the gun and say, look, we know we want this guy. Let's just make it happen.
Well, do you want the cynical view of it? I'm not saying that this is the cynical view says they're saying it's going to take a while because they know they're hiring D'Antoni, who's not in the mix for any of these other jobs. And they're trying to make it seem like they're looking at everybody and, oh, we couldn't get this guy. He's coaching the Bucks and this guy's coaching the Suns. Well, you know, Mike's still a great fit and we love him and he's the guy we wanted all along. And, you know, that's, you can envision the sales pitch in your head. Like I can hear the press conference.
Yeah. And it's happening. A good explanation. You're right. In terms of saying, well, we couldn't hire these guys. So,
yeah. So like we could say now, again, I still kind of lean toward D'Antoni will probably end up being the guy, but I don't think it's like, yeah, they're just hiring him no matter what. So it's a good question. I don't really know why they're saying it's going to take a long time. Because in theory, these guys are all flying very quickly to Philadelphia. It's not like, oh, you're giving everybody their own week to be in the city and lay out a week-long pitch to Daryl
Morey. Bring their family here and decide where their kids are going to go. Like a lot of this can be done probably over the phone with an agent. So I would be surprised if in 2 weeks they don't have a head coach. I think it would be quicker than that. But you are right about D'Antoni and the benefit of saying it'll take a while is then you just hire him when everyone else gets hired. Do you have a preference? Any more of a preference since we last talked?
I think it's Nurse. Like if I had to say, if you had your pick of, at least from the list of names there, and we talked about the difficulty of trying to weigh in on assistant coaches if they were to get there at some point, which they haven't yet. It's just that I can't tell you what, for example, Chris Quinn in Miami really does. Like, we can go off of what people report, but Spoelstra has been so good for so long that I can't sit here and be like, oh yeah, you hire that guy, you're set. He could be a total dud for all we know. And we've seen plenty of great assistants under great coaches. Well, great assistants, air quotes, be terrible head coaches. So you never know with them. But I think Nurse, he has proven to be enough of a hard ass on his guys that I think he'll probably come in and light a bit of a fire under Joel, if nothing else. Yeah. I do think he's inventive with his defenses. And look, there are people who I think have been a little too hard on the roster, saying they're not athletic enough, they're not this. You could put together lineups that have D'Anthony Melton and Paul Reed and Jalen McDaniels, assuming he comes back in free agency anyway. He'd
score 70 points, but yeah.
Right, but I'm saying they have guys they can throw on the floor that if you wanted to run stuff that's not 2-3 zone every time and you wanted to throw more exotic looks at teams, you wanted to throw a full court press at a team every once in a while, you could definitely do it. And I think Nurse would be helpful in that regard. I would need to see something from him offensively because I'd have to go back and watch the Raptors title run. It really just seemed like a whole lot of Kawhi just being Michael Jordan, essentially, and clear out for Kawhi and he's going to get it done. Now that's my hazy recollection of that run of many years later.
I was going to say,
after COVID and my brain.
Yeah.
After my brain has been changed by like 8,000 different things over the last 4 years or whatever. But I think he's the best candidate if we're looking at each of them individually. But again, it's so hard to tell because he has not looked good over the last 2 years with Toronto.